This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the biggest fights in education these days, and there are a lot of big fights, I'll grant you that. But this one is over something known as the Common Core, new standards that are aimed at getting kids better prepared for college and then careers. The Common Core has been adopted in most states, although there are fights brewing in a couple of places. And that latter list now includes New York, where the Board of Trustees of the huge and hugely powerful New York State Teachers Union voted this weekend not to support the standards, at least as they have been implemented so far. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
When New York tested its students on the Common Core last year, more than two-thirds of them failed. Teachers say they didn't have enough time to really teach the new math and English standards, and they're being judged on the results. On Saturday, the union leadership voted no confidence in State Education Commissioner John King and called for a three-year moratorium on, quote, high-stakes consequences from standardized testing. Randy Weingarten is president of the American Federation of Teachers, the national union.
This is a really big transition, and instead of actually doing it thoughtfully and preparing teachers and preparing parents, John King has put his foot on the accelerator of testing.
The vote is yet another setback for the Common Core. Teachers and parents don't like the emphasis on testing. Conservatives don't like the Obama administration's role in promoting the standards. Sonia Brookins-Santelises with the Education Trust says the New York vote is a wake-up call.
That we need to be really thoughtful about the implementation of the Common Core and that we need to hear very seriously what the field is saying.
Most states have put off new testing to give teachers more time to adjust, and lots of teachers still support the Common Core. But, says Michael Petrilli with the conservative Fordham Institute,
there are many, many states, conservative states, where there are bills that have been introduced to pull the state out of the Common Core. And it's going to be a big fight.
A fight he hopes President Obama will stay out of in his State of the Union address tomorrow night. He says the president's mentioned it 2 years running, and it hasn't helped. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.